Hi everyone, thank you for joining me for this webinar on headaches. And this is part of our webinar series that we do at the clinic, and it's to educate people in our community about different conditions that we see, and then how we can help people and what you can do to help yourself. So I hope you enjoy our webinar today. I'll come back on the screen at some points during the webinar, but I just want to move right into the webinar now. And today we're talking about headaches. I'm a chiropractor at the Landmark 4 building in Kelowna, British Columbia. And that's the tall glass towers just off of Harvey, where the White Bridge goes over Harvey. I've practiced for 24 years and 15 years in Winnipeg. We moved to the Okanagan in 2008. I had a practice in Penticton for 10 years. And then recently we moved to Kelowna so my teenagers can go to school and to university. My experience with spine and joint pain as a teenager was very good with a chiropractor, and that's one of the main reasons why I became a chiropractor. I had a lot of knee problems. The chiropractor really helped me when I was a young teenager, and that really influenced me to want to become a chiropractor. So today we're talking about headaches, and before we get into headaches, just a disclaimer, you should always check with the health professional to make sure that your condition is properly diagnosed and the best recommendations are given to you for your specific condition. So today we're going to talk about just general headache conditions we see in the clinic and what are the common treatments and recommendations for it. But for your specific problem, you should definitely see a health professional. If you're in Kelowna, you can come and see me. We are accepting new patients. If you're in other areas, look for a chiropractor in your area. You can always reach out to us. We can try and help you to find a chiropractor. We did find a chiropractor in Montreal for somebody a few weeks ago. So we're willing to help you to find someone who can help you with your condition. So for the head and neck, there's 7 vertebrae in the neck area. The spinal cord runs through the neck area, so it goes from the brain down through the neck and all the way to the bottom of the spine. Then there's nerve roots that come out of the spine and go to various regions, like at C1 and 2, which is the upper part of the neck. These nerves turn upward and go around the scalp into the top of the head and above the eyes. There's other recurring nerves that travel into the facial region, into the skull region, and then there's nerves that travel down from C3 to C7. These nerves come out of the spine, travel into the neck area, underneath the arm area, and then into the fingers. So there's many nerves coming out of the neck. It's a very important area, an area that we can really make a big difference in the clinic when we do treatments in that area. So the blood flow in the neck is controlled by the carotid arteries. There's vertebral arteries in the neck. There's veins that are coming back from the brain down through the neck to the heart. And then there's meninges, or there's like a wrap around the spinal cord, kind of like if you can think of it like a saran wrap or a covering. And then there's cerebral spinal fluid between that saran wrap and the spinal cord and the brain, and that circulates a fluid that brings nutrients to the nerves, including the brain and the spinal cord. So these nerves, here's a good diagram of the nerves coming out of the neck area, some of them traveling up, some traveling into the tissues and between the tissues, and then some of them traveling down the arm. So this is the cervical nerve distribution. What's important is to note that the nerves come out of the right and the left part of the spine in between every level in the spine. So there's a nerve coming out of the right side between these two vertebrae and on the left. And then the next level, there's nerves coming out of the right and left. So there's an equal distribution of nerves on the right and the left side of the spine. The blood flow, we talked about the carotid and vertebral arteries. Here they are. And then there's the veins coming back from the brain down through the neck to the major vessels here and then to the heart. There's large muscles in the neck area. These large muscles are like the trapezius muscle right here, the sternocleidomastoid, we call it the SCM for short, right here. There's other ones like the levator scapula muscles in here. There's smaller muscles underneath that are going between the bones, spanning several segments or just one or two segments. So there's really small muscles in there too, making up layers that help to support your posture, but also allow you to move, bend, and twist. The first step when you have headaches is to go see a chiropractor. Get a proper assessment, get the proper diagnosis. Chiropractors are well trained at diagnosing conditions. They'll assess your specific condition, do a history examination, and then if treatment's warranted, they'll start treatment on that area to help you with your headaches. And then they'll give you specific advice to help you to maintain the changes that they're making in the clinic. So stretches and exercises, lifestyle changes, different pillows, mattresses, supports. Chiropractors will do adjustments. Sometimes it's referred to as manipulation in the upper part of the cervical spine to help with headaches. So they'll adjust the spine. They'll do some cranial work at times. They'll mobilize that area, give you recommendations for ice or heat, or do that in the clinic, give you recommendations for stretches, and then lifestyle changes, which some of those recommendations we're going to cover today in this webinar. The number two recommendation that I give to patients is to maintain good posture. So when you first come in, you may have poor alignment, poor posture, like these images on the left. But as we do the treatments, the posture will change, the alignment will change, and then it's a matter of maintaining that alignment by doing things like getting a proper chair and having the armrests at the right height, getting your desktop or desk station set up so that you're at eye level and that you have the proper footwear, you have the proper mattress and pillow to sleep on. All of these supports will help to keep the right alignment of your spine. You need to get enough rest. In order for your body to heal, you need the proper rest and recuperation. And I would say a little bit more rest than normal because your body's trying to heal. It needs to focus on the healing process. So having the proper mattress, putting a pillow between your legs if you're sleeping on your side, pillow underneath your knees if you're on your back, having a cool and dark environment to help be conducive to sleep, avoiding stimulants like coffee and your phone before bed, especially research says about an hour before bed, you should avoid these types of stimulants and your phone. And you need that rest to heal and recuperate. So you definitely need to spend a little extra time resting when you're trying to recover from headaches or any other condition. I like to recommend yoga, and this is another tip I give my patients. So yoga is a very good activity to do. It's a mind-body type of activity where it works on the connection between the mind and the body, helps to relax the body. It relaxes the muscles and increases your flexibility. Sometimes you can do breathing exercises with yoga or on their own. And at times I'll give patients meditation or do a class on meditation because all of these activities help to relax the body, make it more flexible and not as tense. Some of the sheets that I hand out or you'll see on social media, I have tips like this, 8 different stretches for a happy spine. And for most of my patients, I'll start off with the cat and the dog, this one right here, and then move into something like the wide child, just to stretch the spine and increase the flexibility. It's nice and gentle. Later, we can get into things like the supine, knees to the chest, happy baby. So those are good exercises to advance into, but usually I start off with the cat and the dog, or sometimes it's called the cat and the cow, and that's just to get people a little more flexible front to back along the spine. For ergonomics, we talked about the desk height, so make sure your monitor's at eye level. Try to read looking at your phone or tablet, or your screen in front of you. Try not to have your head down too much, especially if you're suffering from headaches. So make sure the desk height is good, or you can get one of those desks that can elevate, or you can get a stand for your computer. A monitor that's big enough so you're not straining to look at the screen. A keyboard that's ergonomic, that makes it comfortable for your wrist and your arm. And a mouse that's comfortable for your wrist and arms too. So that's something that I recommend to my patients, is having the proper ergonomics. Another tip I give my patients is when they're driving, especially if they drive a lot, if they're on the road or they're a trucker, that type of thing, having the proper backrest is very important. The lumbar support, so some cars come with a special lumbar support, you can adjust that, and the get the right posture, the headrest to support the back of the head, so there's not a gap between the head and the headrest. The steering wheel at a comfortable height, an armrest, so your elbow can rest, not too much stress on the shoulders and the neck. And then a comfortable distance, so there's a bit of a bend in your knees going to the foot pedals when the brake is fully depressed. So I like to use the brake as a kind of a test, make sure it's fully depressed, and there's a bit of a bend in the knee when you do that. Tip number 7 is nutrition. So make sure that you're getting the proper nutrition, and that includes the electrolytes. The salts in the body, magnesium is very important. Try not to drink too much alcohol. It does deplete the body and it dehydrates the body. Avoid histamines and nitrates. Some of these additives can be found in aged cheese or fermented food, beer, wine, smoked fish, and cured meats. So just be careful. You might want to start reading the labels to make sure you're not getting any preservatives in the foods. Vitamin B complex can be very good for headaches, and CoQ10. And make sure you're drinking enough water. So the body's made up of 70 to 80% water. The discs do expand at rest. So while you're lying down, the discs do expand, and they expand quite a bit. The height can increase of the disc considerably when you're sleeping. In fact, some studies have shown that during the night, you can add about 17 to 25 millimeters of height. That's almost an inch. Just from sleeping, taking the weight off your spine. So the spine, the discs kind of expand. They need the proper hydration. Make sure you're drinking enough water. And the nervous system's made up of 80% water. The body's made up of 70% water in general. But make sure you're drinking enough water so you're not dehydrated, and give the body the right fluids so it can heal properly. Tip number 8, stress management. So you want to make sure you're not under a lot of stress, and if you are, you want to address the stressors. Practice some of the relaxation techniques we talked about earlier, breathing techniques, meditation, yoga. And then if you need to, go for therapy to deal with the stressors. So that's very important. Tension, stress can really lead to pressure, tension building up in the muscles, which can cause pressure in the head area, lead to tension headaches. So we definitely want to make sure we're addressing any stress issues. If you have headaches, call our office to book an appointment. Phone number is 250-486-0062, so you can call that number. I did write a book on neck pain, and that was about just over a year ago. It's on Amazon, and you can find it in 3 different formats. It's in paperback, it's an audiobook, and it's also an ebook format, so you can read it on the Kindle and or on your computer. So you just have to type in my name, Dr. Kerry Yerkew, and then go to Amazon and type in neck pain, and you'll be able to find it. We do have webinars coming up. Usually we do them once a week on Wednesdays or Saturdays. So go to our Facebook page. Make sure you like our page. You're following our Facebook page. Under events, you're going to see the upcoming events. We're usually booking about 6 weeks in advance for our webinars. And also we have advanced webinars. We usually place those advanced webinars on Eventbrite. And so you can go to Dr. Carrie Yerkew at Eventbrite, but also on Facebook at Dr. Carrie Yerkew. We're located at 105 1628 Dixon. And my email address, drcarrieyerkew@gmail.com, if you have any questions. On Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, we're at Dr. Carrie Yerkew, so the same handle on all three social media profiles. On YouTube, we're Dr. Carrie Yerkew, and a lot of these webinars get recorded and put onto YouTube, so you can catch them later if you miss them. They're also in our Facebook feed. The audio gets sent over to our Anchor podcast, and that's distributed on Apple, Spotify, and on Google. So you'll be able to hear the super healthy podcast on those three channels. And our website is www.carrieyerkew.com. We have a special offer for you. If you're new to our clinic and you're not a patient of ours, you can take advantage of this special offer. It's $39 off your initial visit. So you can use that by booking online. We'll leave a link in this post so you can easily click on the link and book an appointment. It's really easy to do. You can just look at the calendar. The days that are available are highlighted. Just click on a day. There's times that are available, and book a time, and then we'll see you at the clinic. This offer will expire in 2 weeks, so you have 2 weeks to be able to use this. And I want to thank you for joining us for this webinar today on headaches. I hope you learned something on how we can help you and what you can do to help yourself. If you'd like to make an appointment, just click on the link below. And we look forward to seeing you at the next webinar. Please like our Facebook page and follow us, as well as our YouTube page and our podcast.